Good afternoon, everyone. This is Carolyn Evers and our wonderful Charlene McNeil for two hours here. 2 hours of fun, healing, and interesting information and talk, and hopefully you'll call in and give us your thoughts. So, Charlene, I have a little gadget here in my hand I want to talk to you about and pass this along to people. We have a listener, but I want to finish this first before we get on to her question. This is very fascinating. It's a roller, if you can imagine a little roller, and it's filled with pins. And the pins are different metals that is the composition of our blood. And so if you have areas where you are feeling pain, you just roll this roller of pins over it. And the reason that it helps with pain is because it brings blood to that area. In other words, when you roll the pins over the painful area, what it does is it encourages blood flow to the area. And it is the heightened blood flow that helps with the pain level. And so I've been playing with it today, having fun. Isn't that an interesting concept?
Well, is it helping?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the person who recommends this is somebody who works with cosmetics, natural cosmetics for skin. And so they recommend that you, one of the things that you do with this is that you roll it on your face and bring the blood to the surface that gives you a better skin, better complexion. So, you know, I bought one.
Okay.
We're all working on being 26 again. Well,
yeah,
not really being 26.
Not mostly.
But no, not mostly, but looking like a 26-year-old.
Okay. We want to look 26, but we want the maturity of what as you develop, right?
Yeah, we're pretty mature here.
Yeah, right.
But look at 26.
Speak for yourself.
No, we got maturity going here.
Yeah.
Emotional maturity, darling.
Right.
And we have a caller, and your name, caller?
Dorothy Thompson.
Dorothy. What can we do for you, dear?
Oh, I just wanted to thank you for the soul healing call.
Oh, wonderful. A little louder, Dorothy. Having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay. I forgot about that.
No, that's better.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay. I'm talking right into my little microphone here.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I have talked to you two back in April. And, you know, I've been going gangbusters ever since, so.
I love it.
Yeah, the healing is definitely in the works, and it's getting better every day.
Dorothy, I'm so glad you called in and told me that. For those people who are listening, Dorothy had signed up for a Metatron soul healing reading, and they are remarkable, aren't they?
Yes, I recommend it to anybody. Everybody should get one. It's awesome.
So you've been, how about the pain medication? Have you been decreasing the amount you're taking?
Yep, yes. And I've been getting outside and, you know, working in my yard and, you know, just stuff I haven't done for a long time. It just, like I said, it just keeps getting better and better.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful. And I'm just so happy I had to call in and thank you.
You know, I really appreciate you doing this. Charlene and I dedicate a lot of our time trying to help people. And when we are able to help, it's so wonderful to come back and say so, because it really gives us such a wonderful feeling that we have been of service, because that's what really we're all about.
Yeah, I think you two need to know that. And that's, you know, I'm sure, you know, you help everybody, but. No, I
thank
just,
you, Dorothy.
It's always good to hear.
Yes, it
well,
is.
It is.
Thank you.
It is. No,
it's my pleasure. You're welcome.
you know, you've been so kind to take the extra time and call and tell us, and I'm just delighted, and even more delighted, I am so glad that you've been able to cut back on your pain medication.
Yeah. I've been on it quite a long time, and, you know, it's just, there's nothing else, you know, that happened. It's, you know, just simply the information that I got and implemented.
Well, see, that's the important thing, to follow good advice. Something that had happened since we had done this reading is Isis had come in and given us a meditation for healing during the full moon. And it's something that I want to make available because that is extraordinary also. And what she says is that during the full moon is a period of time where certain energies are available that helps to heal the body. And one of the things that it does during the full moon is to help the balance between the cells or among the cells. And you could probably add this to your regimen. Right now we are in the energies of the full moon because this works 3 days before and 3 days after. And so you just imagine your body in that healthy state. You know, we've been working, we worked with you on that call, and you visualize your body in a healthy state and imagine all of the cells in your body working together in harmony.
Yeah, I have no problem doing that.
You don't have any problem doing that. But every full moon, and that's several days before the full moon and several days after the full moon, the energies that come to Earth at that particular time support healing, support the balance of the physical. And if you imagine that and work with that, it'll even, I believe, accelerate your healing, Dorothy.
Yeah. You two are my heroes, I'm telling you.
Thank you, darling.
And, you are awesome. And if you email me where to get that roller, too. I can take a couple years off of my face. And
You know, send me an email. I'll send you the information.
Okay.
I've been using this woman's cosmetics now for a little while. She only has two. And one is a cleanser. And what she has in there is clay. Are you familiar with the clay that comes from France?
No.
Well, this is a special clay that comes from France, and when you put it on your face, what it does is it pulls out the, I don't want to say imperfections in your face, it pulls out debris that needs to be fluffed out of the skin that doesn't leave the skin, and you put this on your face and you leave it on for a couple minutes, and it pulls out all the impurities that have settled in the skin. And then if you rinse that off, and she gives you two brushes because what she believes in is that you brush your face before you work with it, and it stimulates, it brings the blood to the skin, and it's very important. That's part of her regimen, to bring the blood to the surface of the skin, that it works with the healing. And then after you clear off this clay, the cream that she uses are all natural things like avocado and coconut and things of that sort, and it's just marvelous. So if you send me send me an email, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I love these two products. She's the one that I bought this little roller from.
Yeah.
And also she believes in eating raw food.
I heard of that.
And fruit.
Yeah, I resonate with that one for sure.
We got to get younger on the inside and the outside, right?
My brain's really young, so.
Your brain's young.
I'm about to catch up or catch down or catch back.
Well, for all these women with young brains.
Yes.
Let's get the rest of the body going with that young brain.
Okay. Well, I've taken up enough of your precious time. I'm sure there are other people out there that would love to talk to you. And
thank
listen.
You, Dorothy.
Thank
we
you.
We really appreciate that, darling.
Yeah, well, I love you guys, and, you know.
Well, thank you so much for coming.
Peace, love, and joy to you.
Indeed.
I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, what a way to start the day.
Yes, wasn't that grand?
Indeed, it was grand and is
yes,
grand.
Yes, it was.
And that'll give you a glow for the rest of the day, won't it?
Yes, it does. It certainly does.
For those who are listening for the first time and haven't come to our show before, we're all about healing, about bringing forth spiritual information from the Ascended Masters, doing conference calls with them. And so I wouldn't call this religious information in the sense that it doesn't contain any of the doctrine that you...
I'm just breaking in here just for a second because we have a caller online whose line is very, very poor. It's Skype. But they do want to get online. If you're willing to take it, we'll put the caller through.
Well, we'll try.
Okay.
We've been informed that someone wants to come on the line who is using Skype, and it's a poor connection, so we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Your name, caller?
Good afternoon. My name is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What can we do for you, dear?
I took up your advice and tried to call you. I hope we'll get through this conversation because I think I have quite a bad connection.
Yes, the connection is not very good. And Maria had sent me an email. Are you from Saudi Arabia?
No, I am living from in Jordan.
Oh, that's right. You're the lady from Jordan. And
yes.
I have fond memories of Jordan. I had visited there several years ago, and the people there are just marvelous.
I am living here for quite a long time, and I like it.
So tell me, Maria, what can we do for you, dear?
I do not know. But I felt you can help me out. I just need a sort of advice. I do not know something like a blog. Everywhere I turn, I do not know where to turn. It's like the universe is telling me I'm not doing what I was supposed to do. And I must do something else, and I don't know why.
All right, let me, your reception is so poor that the people on the line cannot hear you at all and know what you are saying. I remember the email that you sent me, and Charlene, this lady has gotten to the point. She believes she wants to be in service and follow what her soul is guiding her to do, but she feels like she is stuck, and I felt like we might be able to help her because I think she needs some clearing, and
yes.
I don't know if we're going to be able to do this with such a poor reception here. So have you been able to make some contact with her energy field, Charlene?
Yes. So let me go in and work on that for a few minutes, okay?
Okay.
Can you tell her that I've gone in to have her higher source work on that field?
Okay, I'm going to see if I can get this information to her. But you go in and
I'll
see
go in and do that, okay?
Yeah, okay. Maria,
right.
I don't know that you heard this, but let me tell you what is happening. Charlene has made connection with your higher self, and what she is doing is she's she's going to work with your, she's working right now with your higher self to help clear some blocks that you have that's keeping you, holding you back from moving forward. And our connection here, as I said, is very poor, and you might not be able to converse with us, but Charlene is already working on your problem. Now, have you heard, did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I heard you very clear, and I understand.
Okay, well, you might have heard us. We might be clear to you, but you're not clear to us or the people on the state, you know, who are listening to the station. And so the best that we can do is just wait and be patient and wait until Charlene comes back on the line, and she'll tell us what's happening. You see, what where she is right now, Charlene,
yes,
is in the higher energy level, and she is working from a very high place energetically, and she can't hear us, and she can't converse with us. All she can really do is work on the situation, and when she's finished and she comes back, she'll tell us what happened. So just be patient, and we really can't talk too much with you because, like I said, your connection with us is very poor. We are not really getting any kind of a good connection at all. You're on Skype, and this particular Skype line that you're on is not working very well. So just be patient, and we'll wait until Charlene comes back. And what usually happens in these situations is there are events in past lifetimes that the energy is being held in our subtle bodies, which is that energy field around the physical body, and that has to be cleared. And I suspect that that's what Charlene is doing at the moment. So we'll just wait until she gets back with us.
Okay, I'm back.
Now,
okay, sir.
We lost our caller. They did get disconnected, just to let you know.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thanks,
okay. Our producer at the station tells us that our caller has been disconnected, and it was a very poor connection. So, Charlene, how about giving us some insight as to what you were doing?
Well, what I did was go in and connect with her higher source and did some clearing of her field,
mm-hmm.
her energy field, and went in and cleared her and had her higher source clear her body and then her energy field, both.
Well, can you share with
any
us?
Any and all negativity that she's carrying there.
Oh, okay. So you cleared some negative forces there?
Yes, uh-huh. And cleared her field so that she could have, and what he said that.
Okay, we have your caller back.
Okay, apparently our caller got back online.
Okay.
Our producer tells us. And so Maria's back on the line, right?
Yes.
So how are you feeling right now? Charlene did some clearing for you. Are you feeling a little better?
Yeah, I think like a kind of hot light around my head.
Maria, do us a favor, sweetheart. Send me an email because this connection is so poor we can't understand you. And send the email at carolyn@carolynevers.com. Tell us what you are experiencing. And Charlene has worked with your higher mind clearing the physical body of some negativity. So do that for us, and we'll converse with you a little more through email because the phone line is just too difficult.
Okay. So thank you very much.
You're welcome, dear.
We send you our love.
Yes, we do.
And just email at Carolyn.
So, for those...
Oh, okay, I apologize. Now, your audience can hear me because I muted myself. I've been talking to you and the audience. I know you've been repeating me. I just thought,
okay.
Oh, we'll stop her from repeating me.
Well, it's about time they heard your voice.
Well, thank you, thank you.
I mean, this triangle, it's a good thing for them to hear the other side.
Well,
thank
we have
you,
another.
Donald.
You bet. Well, we have another caller on the other line, and this last caller, I did mute them because they had a feedback.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
really
then they
bad.
Were on a
thanks,
poor
Donald.
Connection, too. You bet. The caller is up now.
Okay, and this caller's name, what is your name?
Rosemary.
Oh, my God, Rosemary, I just love when you call in. We're from a school from a long time ago, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, wow. And I want to thank you for the conference call that you're going to be hosting very soon on healing and changing some of the parameters, because for my perception it is that you would try and tell somebody and they couldn't deal with the problem, so they would tell you that there were little pills in some medicine chest somewhere that you could go take. And you were smart enough to never take those.
Oh, dear.
I'm having some problems with sustained prosperity for some reason.
Oh, my goodness.
And I just want to know what I can do to re-up that.
Okay. That's not like you.
Well, no. I mean, I've been called a princess more often than I want to be.
Has there been a change in your life, Rosemary?
Not much, other than I through you, I found the courage to gracefully let go of an office that was very, very expensive,
mm-hmm.
and no longer suited me. But I just I need to sustain that abundance, which is my natural inheritance. And
yes, it is. That's why I'm asking if there's been some change in your life.
Other than just being happier every day as the energy lightens, not much.
But what she's asking is, has your finances changed?
No, darling, I really mean, she's telling us that they have.
No, they have.
Okay. She's telling us that they have. Her prosperity has reduced. And that's why I'm asking if there's been some change in her life. And what I mean by that, Rosemary, see, I know you're a very upbeat person.
Mm-hmm.
You're very positive. You work with what I call the heavenly energies, the energies of the divine. And has there been some influence in your life that maybe hasn't been the most positive?
Mm-hmm.
Has there been anything that has crossed your life where you feel that perhaps there has been some influence that has not been as positive as you would like it?
Very, very much so.
This is what I want to get at. I knew there had to be something. Is there anything about that you can share with us?
This may sound strange, but I will say it from the heart and with all gentleness. There was an individual who was mistakenly, who for whatever reason mistakenly accused me of something, and then proceeded to sit down with crystals and everything else and send me energy that I didn't know what to do with other than to pray and ask God to change it to light and love. And then my finances started to dry up.
I knew that there was something there, and this is it. So let's work on that and find out what it is. I've got some thoughts to follow. Charlene, can you see that event?
Yes, I can.
I feel such compassion for the person that did it. I wish I could heal them, but You can't heal someone against their will.
That's true. Let's take care of you. See, right now, your world is the most important.
Yeah, let's take care of you, okay?
Thank you. Because immediately the quality of my clients changed.
Yeah, well, I can see, okay? Just a minute.
Let Charlene go and
let
take
me go
care
in
of
and
this.
Do this thing, okay? I can
Thank
see
you.
It right away, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me go do it.
And I have some thoughts also. When Charlene is finished, we can talk about this. You see, you are so aware of the spiritual world. That's why I couldn't believe that your finances would be reversed without some outside experience or some outside influence coming in and changing something.
That was it. The other person involved, the cancer came back for the other person.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it sounds so strange, but from my angelic self, I feel great compassion for the person that was so misguided.
Darling, of course you feel great compassion for this person. But this particular person has not come to us for help. You have, and so we intend to work with you first, and then if we can find an opening to help them, we will.
Yes. I mean, yeah. Okay. I mean, I have to be strong in order to help others.
Well, and you have to be healed to be able to go on in the mastery of your soul.
Yes.
And so that's the first issue here. So tell me, Rosemary, when you went in to look at your own physical body, did you do that after this event?
It was messed up.
Of course.
It was like some great big porcupine had gotten a bunch of quills and threw them at anything that wasn't covered.
So did you do anything to try and clear that?
I brought the light in. I don't know if I cleared it all. It was a pretty horrific attack. I
suspect you cleared some of it, but you didn't clear it all.
Okay.
What's happened here, or your finances wouldn't have been reversed. While we're talking about this, I would like to mention to the audience that people do have the power to send negativity away. And when you have a dramatic change in your life, to go in and look at the rather recent past and see if you can find the origin. Now, in this situation, you found the origin. And you know how to go inside of your body, don't you, Rosemary?
Yeah, I'm kind of hanging halfway over my head and talking to you and sitting inside my heart.
Okay. When you ask your body questions, do you get answers?
I've been getting more and more answers, yes.
Because, you know, the cells of your body will communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ask your body if the cells were compromised in any way?
They were.
Yeah.
My kidneys, my back, my adrenals, all of that was just compromised.
Wow.
Totally.
The individual knows how to use crystals and sat down and I asked God what happened and they showed me the individual taking all of these crystals and all of these negativity and sending it.
Yeah.
Those poor crystals. To be so misused.
Okay, how are you feeling right now?
Oh, like somebody took the corset off my back and my kidneys and my adrenals.
Good.
Ooh.
Also, sometimes, when you do this, Rosemary, make sure you clear your energy field as well.
Okay.
You have to clear your physical, your aura, and your energy field, because your energy field is very, very fragmented.
While we're talking about this, let me jump in. Charlene, and ask you to give Rosemary a suggestion as to how she would clear her energy field.
Okay. What I want you to do is, like, she's been trying to teach you how to look at yourself and that. You can actually go in and just ask God to clear any and all fragmentation of your energy field.
Mm-hmm.
And then just look and see if you can see it. Can you see your field now?
Oh, it's much more bright, shiny, and put together.
Okay, yeah. Because a lot of times what they'll do is they'll fragment that, but you might clear your body, but you might not clear the aura or the energy field.
Well, I tried clearing the body and the emotion. I wound up sleeping for an entire week. I just simply said, God, I hand my life to you. Clear what you need to clear. And it still is not, you know, until as of this lovely healing from the both of you in God's presence, it has not been totally cleared.
Yeah,
thank you.
They fragment the field, and then you're feeling that fragmentation.
Oh, yeah. I was having thoughts that were so silly.
Okay, and then it has to be, then it has to put in God's total and unconditional love in it so that they can't come back in and fragment it.
God's total unconditional love is now in the place.
Okay, so that people, all of you out there, become very aware that you're the master of your energy field and your body, and have God, you know, come in and take care of things for you.
Thank you.
Now I'll give you another protocol that you can use, Rosemary. Place your attention in the solar plexus area.
Mm-hmm.
Bring up the light through the solar plexus area. See it growing.
Mm-hmm.
Like it is a fountain, a large ball. And then bring that light up through your body, through the crown, and with the intention of it moving out through your entire energy field.
Yes.
And as you know, this is God's light.
Yes.
And love.
Mm-hmm.
And as you do that, I have found this to be a marvelous way to clear the aura and the energy field. You can try that too.
Oh yeah, I'm doing it as we speak.
Okay. Isn't it amazing that you can see this light going through and clearing your entire aura?
Oh, yes. And it just, you didn't know you were that wound until the light goes through and just brings peace.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have found that there are two ways that you do this protocol. When you want to clear your energy field, you bring it up through the crown chakra. You bring it up from the solar plexus, and you bring it up through the crown, and then intend that it clear the entire aura. That is one way that you do that. Then the other way for healing is you bring the light from the solar plexus and make it look like a fountain, and the fountain becomes so large that it's large enough for you to step inside of that fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then you move the light around all of the different body parts that you think needs to be cleared. That's another way, just another protocol. And so you use both of them, or you use the one that you feel most comfortable with. But they are two marvelous protocols to use.
And they will be used daily after this. I do not care to repeat this lesson. Thank you. No.
Before you go, Charlene, do you have anything to tell Rosemary about the individual that attacked her? As far she would like to feel some manner of healing this individual. What do you think about that?
Well, a lot of times you can actually go in and ask God to just send that individual his love.
That's fine. That's
just send God's love to him. Because obviously when individuals are like that, they're not really in a very good space.
No.
And they really do need God's love.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so if you just send them God's love.
I will do that, and I know that in time, grace will always win out.
Part of that comes with recognizing that they are the essence of God too.
Yes.
And they're just in a very difficult space and time, and they need to be, that love needs to be projected to them, that they might be able to resolve the conflict or the issues that they're dealing with at that particular time.
Yes, and the fear, the overriding fear that causes a person to act against another person when no reason is given other than echoes of old memories in one's own mind.
Yeah, but part of it is we end up being the recipient of their issues. And you want to send those issues to God and then have God send them his love.
That's exactly what I will do. I wish compassion and love for all beings involved, and I'm grateful to have me back, because I'm going, like, you know, it was like chasing whatever, like, you go fix this and then that would hurt, and then you go fix that and that would hurt, and then you'd say, oh, maybe I'm not as good at this as I thought I should be, maybe I should ask for help.
That's the thing to do, you know, ask for help.
Yes. And I really appreciate both of you. I will let your wonderful voices be heard by someone else who you'll do wonderful for, and thank you.
You're welcome. Let us know.
You're welcome, Rosie.
Your finances will be great. There's no interference with it now.
That is a good thing, because my husband is retired, and I wish to be of greater, you know, service to him. The auto industry is just cutting down on their sales, and it impacts.
Oh, is he connected with the auto industry?
Yes, he is.
Oh my.
So, I mean, money has always been a gift from God, but I mean, when you have 3 or 4 weeks where all clients are rescheduling, shifting, or not coming in, it's like, ooh. maybe we should. Continue to ask for grace and find out what we can do to release that. And yes, I think what it is, Carolyn, is none of us, when we look at this type of thing, wants to say...
Another caller online.
It's there. It's like you don't ever even want to acknowledge that another child of God would be in such a place that they would want to do that sort of thing.
Darlene and I understand this, darling. We have another caller, and you, anytime you're in this situation, you give us, you contact with us, okay, dear?
Thank you, and I did enough.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
And your name, caller?
This is Mona. I talked to you last week briefly.
Oh, Mona.
Yes.
Hi, Mona.
How are you?
We're great, darling.
Awesome. You suggested that I should call back this week. I've been working on my energy, and I don't know how I did, but there have definitely been times where I felt lighter.
Mona, we have so many people who call in, and I love you all. Give me a little refresher course here as to what we were doing last.
Oh, well, you know what? You told me that I was burnt at the stake.
Oh, yes. You know.
And I was, it was a little shocking at first, but then through the week I was like, well, that's kind of cool.
Has that energy been cleared?
You know, I don't know. As I said, you know, I definitely, you know, focus on trying to keep my vibration up and so forth. So
okay.
I don't know, like, you know.
That lifetime would have to be clear. Charlene, we're willing to work with her. Do you see that lifetime?
Not right now. Give me a little bit more.
Okay, she's, see, I don't remember the call. We do a lot of calls, and she mentioned that we were talking about her being burned at the stake, and so there
oh,
would be
yes.
You see it now. So yeah, there would be, there would be a lot of energies, emotions that were connected with that event that needs to be cleared. And also what I see is that soul that you were then needs to be taken to the light. What we want to do is clear those there's trauma that was associated with that, fear. There's so many elements. So, Charlene, do you want to go in there and clear that for her, dear?
Yes.
The reason that, Mona, you called, were you one who called late in the hour?
Yes.
We didn't have okay. We had started, and we didn't have enough time to really finish what we had begun, as I'm starting to recall this. And you see, this is a blessing to you. I want to mention this to you and others who are listening. Even though these events come up, it seems so traumatic, but they are blessings because we have to clear our energy fields. When we cross over at death at very traumatic moments, and as you can imagine, this what happened would have been very traumatic to you. And it's necessary to clear these from the subtle body. It's stuck energy is all it is. It's stuck emotional energy that now has come back and resides in the subtle body energy field around your body. And if we don't clear these and it sits there, it can turn into some kind of physical distress because this energy body, the emotional energy body, is right next to the physical. And so there is like a bleed through if we don't clear it. And because this came up, it's really a blessing to you. And then the individual that this happened to, they were in such a traumatic state that when the light came, they didn't move into the light. And it is necessary also to take that part of your soul that was that individual and move them to the light. And when we're discussing this with you, it's not something to be in fear. It's a blessing, even though it doesn't seem like a blessing. What it is, it's part of a healing. And the reason that this is all coming up now is because we're preparing to ascend. And we can't go to a higher dimension carrying any kind of negativity from a lower dimension. That's what all of this is about. Did you make the decision that you wanted to ascend?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very in tune, or I feel like I'm very in tune with that whole line of thinking.
Well, see, that's why this is coming up also, because you have made this decision or commitment that you want to ascend, you want to progress, and the body is listening to you. The soul is listening to you, and these events are coming forth. Now, what I do suspect is there will be other situations that will arise also, because it's like, I don't know, if you ever had a child who was in a bathtub with a whole lot of bath toys. Have you ever seen a little kid in the bathtub with a lot of these bath toys?
Yes.
You know, you pull out one, and the one that was sitting underneath pops up.
Oh, right.
That's how this is. Yeah, this is how this is. You clear one from the top, and then another one from the bottom pops up. And so what's going to happen now is your intent to ascend, because you've made this intent, you'll find out that other events will be coming up. But like I said, it's a blessing. The next time this happens that you want us to work with you, call a little earlier in the hour, not like when we're ready to go off, and we'll walk you through the method of how to clear this yourself. Would you do that?
Of course.
Yeah. So right now we're getting Charlene to work with you on this and come back again and we'll give you the directions and show you how to do it yourself, because once people know how to do this, they can clear it themselves.
We talked a little bit about the sacred feminine.
I didn't hear what you said. What about the sacred feminine?
Oh, well, you just mentioned that and the last time we talked. And I guess I'm wondering, you know, what I need to do to bring that into balance in my life.
Well, on our conference calls, a lot of this information I do receive from the conference calls that we are on with the masters. And what we are being told is that the energy has come to the earth that is helping us to balance the male-female aspect of our soul. And this is extremely important because for so many eons, the feminine has been held down, you might say, and the warrior masculine has taken its place. And because this has happened, we're in an unbalanced situation. And it is now at this time that it's very important to bring the two together. A lot of the masters work with this on our conference calls, and I'm trying to think right now. I don't think I have a meditation handy to do this. What I would suggest that you do you meditate?
Yes.
And how... do you meditate regularly?
Yeah, I mean, I meditate throughout the day. You know, I tune into my breathing. I tune into my solar plexus.
Okay. For now, what I would suggest that you do is make the intention, because we're the masters and the creators of our life, intend that you are bringing in the two aspects in a balanced manner. And something that might be easy for you to do, see a scale. You know those scales like you see, I know you've seen these scales, like Justice is holding the scale and there's something on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, envision that scale. On one side, see your masculine side, on the other, see the feminine side, and intend that your soul be balanced in this manner. So you could, during meditation, when you're meditating, just see that and let your body know that this is your intention. And call in later and let me know if that particular sight of seeing that scale helps, because you will feel something. You will feel, you see, when we become more balanced, there are several things that happen. Our creativity becomes enhanced. It is very difficult to create in an unbalanced state, whether it is the male aspect that's dominating your soul, you know, the physical or the female, the two must be in balance or else they're warring against one another. And what happens when you are in balance, your creativity increases. Also, your prosperity increases. That balance in the soul affects so many areas of our lives. So work with that this week. And let me know next Sunday when I'm on, because Charlene won't be on next Saturday, but let me know next Sunday how that's working for you.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate your time.
You're wonderful. Let's see what Charlene has to say if she's finished yet.
Okay. What I would like to ask you, do you have an issue in your life with feeling a great deal of responsibility for others' well-being?
Yes.
does it overshadow your well-being?
No.
Do you feel a lot of times that you're responsible for the way life is for others?
Yes.
Oh, okay. What happened was the reason it didn't get released is we were releasing, it was so quick, all we could do was go in and release you from that experience, but you were also felt responsible for having that occur with others as well. So you felt responsible for their suffering.
Charlene, can I interrupt you a second, darling? Are you saying that perhaps there was a group that went through this experience at one time?
Together.
Yeah.
And she's feeling very responsible for the fact that they're going through this agony and suffering because of her.
Ah.
And
do you understand what she's saying, Mona?
Yeah, I do.
Does that ring true?
Well, yeah, I mean, it certainly, you know, the puzzle fits.
Yeah, because what it'll do is it'll start making more and more sense to you why your behavior has been like it has in the past. It's part of not only releasing it, but for us to understand our behavior and why we are in a certain pattern in our life, and it keeps getting repeated, you know, through our life. Having certain patterns that repeat and repeat, and we wonder why we haven't overcome a certain issue, and it's because we haven't allowed ourselves to go in and release the trauma or the experience that we have had in a past life memory. So he cleared that in that, and in your subconscious, also cleared your ancestral line, anybody or any of your ancestors that felt that same responsibility, and also cleared it in your heart mind so
Excellent.
That you were released from responsibility for others and you were responsible for your own issues only, and allow God to intervene in the responsibility for others' well-being.
I understand. Thank you.
Now let's see how you start feeling, because what it'll do is bring you a greater sense of peace about other people and look at them and those that you care about and know that they're going to be just fine. They're going to be okay. Will that help?
Definitely. Thank you.
It'll be something you all of a sudden will notice that if somebody that you care about is having a big issue, instead of you going in a big trauma about how it's going to get solved, you're going to recognize that they're going to do just fine, and there's going to be a sense of peace in regards to it then.
Excellent. Thank you.
Any questions about that?
I don't think so, but I will certainly call back, you know, as I usually don't come up with questions until later.
After, Yeah, we'll do that then, you know, because probably others have questions too. It's like once you start putting it's kind of like a puzzle. It starts getting put into place, and you go, aha, oh, that's why I do it that way. Oh, that's why I feel that way about it.
Well, there's something else too. This has to be integrated. You know, the work that
right.
Charlene has done, it takes a little time to integrate that, too.
Because what you're doing is you're changing the cell memory. Then after you change cell memory, then all of a sudden you're going to turn around and you're going to start having a thought pattern that's different, and then you're going to end up with a behavior pattern that is different, and your actions will become different. So it's all of those things that come into play afterwards, after we've done this work today.
Okay.
And somebody will say, well, how can you do it that way now? You didn't used to do that. And then
right, my cell memory is different.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's been cleared, and now you have a new cell memory. See, when you take something out, you got to replace it with a positive. you got to replace it with another one. And so it was replaced with that God would come in and help them resolve the conflict or the issues for which they were going through. So it gives you a sense of peace that it's not because of you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, any questions, just call, okay?
Oh, thank you, I will.
Well, Shirley, we have a moment here, darling. Why don't you give your address to those people who might want a personal reading and work with you personally, because sometimes people really don't want to talk on the Internet.
Okay, my telephone number is Mountain Standard Time, and it's 944-9346. And if I haven't called you back in 48 hours, please call me again. And I had somebody call the other day, but they said their telephone number so fast that I couldn't pick it up. So please speak slowly so that I can get it.
People do that sometimes.
Yeah,
they
I
know
their, but I didn't get their phone.
Yeah, they know their number, and they say it real fast, thinking you're going to hear it.
Yeah, and it doesn't, it just, and if you're on a cell, if you're on a cell phone, it does break up, and sometimes it'll knock off one of the numbers. So make sure that you do it a couple of times so that we get, so it comes through.
Mm-hmm. Well, as for me, we have so many websites.
Yeah, which one are you to do?
our Metatron site, and that is www.metatronminutes.com, M-E-T-A-T-R-O-N, minutes. And the soul healings are quite remarkable, and at the end of the reading, we connect you with Archangel Metatron so you can work with him in the future, which is a marvelous gift, truly is. So, Charlene, this has been, we've had some very interesting calls, and something that I want to bring up to those who are listening, the power of souls, that they can have the ability to send negative actions and reactions to another soul, to another physical body. And if you haven't been attacked like that, you might not realize how severe that this can be and the effect that it can have on the self. And we're going to have a conference call on that on June the 23rd, and it's a free conference call, and if you want to sign up for that, you can sign up for that free conference call at that Metatron Minutes site, and we will give you the number to call. I think you'll find that it'll be a very worthwhile conference call to attend. So, Charlene, what has the weather been like recently in your area?
Well, we've been having some rain, which is grand and wonderful. It means I don't have to turn on the sprinklers. But the weather and the nature is just absolutely incredible. I'm just enjoying the flowers so much, and it's just it's such a wonderful time.
I know, it is beautiful. Something that I have been,
I was going to say a little bit about what you were talking about, the attack, you know. If people realize energy is energy, and if somebody has a negative thought pattern or energy towards you, it does affect your field. And because they're projecting negative energy, and that's why we're just really, God's always telling us, watch what you think and watch what you feel, and make sure that you don't do that to anyone either, because you project negative onto them. And that's why we're telling her to just turn around, give it to God, and then tell God to send his love to them.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than us sending negative back. That does not serve us to do that kind of thing. Doesn't mean you allow them to misuse you. It just means that they're in a difficult place and their energy has interfered with yours. And become very aware of how people's energy does affect you physically, but it was also fragmenting their energy field.
I think what you're talking about is a very good point, Charlene, because if one of the signs that something is happening is if you have been going along and everything is fine, and then all of a sudden something changes, and you can't find any reason in your own life why it should change, then this is suspect that someone else has interfered with your life. And think back on the events, like our other caller knew right away that there was another individual that she interacted with that didn't come out in a pleasant manner. And so that's a clue right away that something needs to be done with your own physical body.
Yeah, maybe we ought to also at this time give them some skills to do in order to protect themselves immediately when that happens. Because it happens to all of us. And
oh, I want to talk about it.
Yeah. If somebody is projecting negative to you, then you send that negativity to God and then surround you with God's energy field immediately. Put his love, light, and energy, like Carolyn was saying, you put that around you immediately because his energy is at such a high vibrational frequency, they're projecting on a lower frequency, and it really cannot penetrate God's energy field. So you do whatever you can to protect yourself. Even if you're going into a place that, like a building or a meeting or something, be very aware that it's important for you to always protect yourself.
Let's talk about that a bit more. It's not just meetings, but it could be like large grocery stores or shopping centers. We need to be aware, like you said, that there is energy all around us. So why don't you talk a little bit about that, Charlene? Suppose somebody's going into a very large shopping center, and
well, a lot of them.
What would you suggest? You're walking up to the shopping center.
I have to do it myself.
Huh?
If you're going into, let's say that you're going into a large area like a department store or something like that. A lot of times, there's so much negativity in there because there's people that are there or have been that are negative. And so you've got that energy in there. So what you want to do is before you even go to the store, just ask God to put his energy around you and that it's maintained the whole time you're there. I have to do it all the time because before I know it, I'm in there sitting down and I'm like, I can't get up and hardly walk. And then I go, okay, Charlene, you forgot to clear yourself, didn't you? You forgot to put God's energy around you to protect you and to ward off any negativity that might be in here while you're in here shopping. And it happens all the time, and then I forget again and I just go in there, and then if I all of a sudden my energy will drop and I'll think, see, you've got to protect yourself. So all of you out there, make sure that you're aware energy is energy. And we live in a universe of energy. And it's being projected all the time. And if you've got a great big building, most of them are being built now with cement and metal. Well, there's no way that it moves out unless you want to go in and clear it when you go in as an
individual.
Let's
talk about that a little bit because Caroline used to do this all the time and I loved it.
She would go into
a large store, and as she is going in the store, she's clearing that space inside the store. Now, let's talk about how you would clear that space.
Well, what I do is, first of all, before I go in, and Caroline and I used to talk about this all the time because we had certain ones, we really were aware of it. And so we would clear it, put God's energy around us, protect us. Now, a lot of times I've been telling people to put, there's what's called a green light that you can put around you, and it goes clockwise. And it's green, and it has like the 4th of July sparkles, but it's kind of like, it's more like the sun rays that right off it. Then you go counterclockwise with another light that goes around you, and then the third one goes around outside of it. And what this is you're inside, it's kind of like a cocoon, and the energy is so high that he showed me, the energy is so high that the negativity there cannot penetrate it. But when you go into a building, or before you go in, you could go in and ask God to clear out all the negativity that's in there. We just don't think to do it, for him to go in and take out anything and everything that is of a negative nature and clear it, so that it's a more peaceful and conducive to everyone else's well-being while they're in there, too.
You know, let's talk a little bit about that, Charlene, because if you're not an energy worker and paying attention to energy, you might miss this. But a sign that there is negative energy in a place where you are walking through is, you might feel tired. In other words, if you've gone into a store, for instance, and when you went into the store, you weren't feeling tired. You felt like you had a lot of energy. And that, then as you're moving around and doing your shopping and so forth, you start to feel fatigued. You see, that's a sign that your energy is being drained. And that's one way of recognizing it. Can you think of another way?
Well, that's the one that usually I experience. It's just like all of a sudden it's like, you know, your blood sugar's dropped, or you need to run home and have a nap, or something like that. Because all of a sudden what it starts doing is interfering with your higher vibrational frequency of energy, and your energy is starting to drop. And so as soon as that happens, recognize what it is, and then you just go up and contact your higher source and just tell them that you need a protective shield. Now, you can do it whichever way you choose. But the most important thing is tell God that you need the protection around your body from the negativity that's in this building, and then ask him to clear it, because you're not only doing it for yourself, but you're doing it for others as well.
Now while we're talking about the loss of energy, Charlene, let us recognize that there are some other things that there is a great loss of energy, and a great one would be stress.
Right.
And so if you want to sustain your energy, it's and kind of like, you know, working along at a high level, sort of like all the spark plugs working, then you want to find peace in your life, and you want to eliminate as much stress as possible. And we live in such a fast-moving world, so many of us do, and we're going from work to home to cook meals to pick up children for school, and our activities are so compacted within a relatively short period of time that we don't realize the stress that this is placing on the body. And so it's really necessary to pay attention to that. I think when we are in this, at this fast pace, we don't go in and pay enough attention to our body. And that is one reason why meditation is so important, to spend a little time with yourself. This is your personal time, whether it's in the morning, whether it's in the evening, whether you're taking a leisurely bath. it is very important to pay attention to your body, to go within, and one way that you go within is to imagine the heart beating. I like to use that example because consciousness follows thought. And if you're thinking about your heart beating, the consciousness follows that so that you go within your body, and then you can start to get a sense of the condition of your different body parts. And I know that that sounds really strange, but the body communicates. The cells communicate with one another. And to be in optimum health, besides exercising and eating the right foods, we have to be aware of our energy world and what is depleting our energy. Anything you want to add to that, Charlene?
Well, yeah, because like you were telling her, it can, and she was expressing, it's individuals can do it, and you're not aware at the time, unless you're aware of energy, of what they're doing. And what they did with her was project so much negativity on her that she was really practically non-functionable for the last week, because she just, it took all of her energy. And then one of the things that I learned in one of the energy classes, that a lot of, some people that do not have high energy, what they'll do is they'll, I guess, let me use the word slam bang you for some reason or other. And what they're doing is they're going over and taking your energy to supplement their own. And then you're depleted and you walk away feeling miserable, but they walk away fine. And it's because they used your energy to supplement their own. So be very aware of individuals in your life that will do that to you as well. And that's a very true fact. There's many people that really do that because they have low self-esteem and they don't act like it, but they do. That's because they're using everybody else's energy because they control.
Let's talk about how they do that, Charlene, to give those who are listening some thoughts about that. If you have a person in your life who is belittling you, making comments that are not so peaceful in one way or another, that's a situation that's suspect that they might be pirating your energy.
That's right. In fact, they are. You know, that's one of the things that I learned in the class from Dr. Jay Jensen, was the fact that he says what they do is they're sucking your energy from off of you and taking it to become their own. And you walk away feeling miserable. And it could be that maybe sometimes people will say, oh, I'm just funning with you, or I'm just kidding with you, or something like that. Or maybe there's a group together and they're talking, and then one of the individuals leaves the group, and then everybody starts talking about them. You're depleting them as they're walking away because you're talking in a negative way about that individual, and you're depleting them of their energy, or you're placing negative.
Let's talk for a moment as to why this happened, Charlene, because some people might not believe this, but if you have, you see, a person can be so negative that, and I'm sure we've all run across people like this. No matter what happens, they're never pleasant. No matter what happens in their life, there's always something wrong with it. There are just some people who have this attitude, and it depletes their energy because they're constantly thinking negative thoughts. In other words, nothing's ever right with the world. Well, they learned that, and they might not do this consciously, they just have come across this and found out that they can get your energy. They've used up theirs through their negative thinking, and they can pirate your energy by placing these words around you. They're, in essence, sucking your energy through their own negative thoughts, and this makes them feel a little better, so they continue with it.
Either that, or a lot of times you'll meet an individual, maybe I think this is quite prevalent in family situations. Like you were saying, if you've got somebody, let's say, but we can do it out of compassion, and that is take on part of their illness.
We have a caller.
Thank you, dear.
Okay, thanks, Donald. Go ahead.
Well, we have another caller, so caller, your name, please.
This is Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. Are you guys doing healings today?
Well, what do you need, dear?
I was picked up something in my chest. I was wondering if it was a viral infection or bacterial, or if it was like just emotional stuff coming out. I kind of wondering
certainly we'd be glad to help you. Tell us about is this in the right side of your chest or the left side of your chest?
It's in the middle.
Okay. And has this been with you for a while?
Yeah, a few weeks now. It's not. It doesn't seem to be like leaving. It seems to be like a cough. I'll cough like a smoker's cough, but I don't smoke. So it's kind of like an irritant. There's like a feeling in there that it's like watery.
Mm.
There's a watery type feeling. It builds up and I'll cough. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if I picked up something from someone or like a virus.
Let Charlene take a look at this, dear, and see what comes up with. Charlene, what are you seeing, dear?
Well, I was going to ask you, do you have symptoms of pneumonia?
I don't know. It's not real painful. It's more of like an irritant, but the coughing. I'm starting to cough more when I get up after sleeping, or if it'll trigger off like throughout the day, and I'll get this like watery type sensation in my chest. It feels like there's water in there.
Mark, let me ask you a question, dear, that might help. Are you running a temperature?
I don't know. My forehead feels hot, but it's. My hand might just be cold. I don't know.
Well,
so
this in the evening or this what you think might be a temperature? Does this run all day or is it mostly in the evening?
It's whenever. Sometimes I get like heat that comes up like through my body. There'll be like a heat surge of heat, and then.
You've got something going on there. Charlene, what are you seeing?
Yeah, you haven't checked with the doctor, I guess, huh?
No, I have not. When I was a child, I would get pneumonia, and I don't know if it's like body's retracing that and purging it out, or if it's something new, or what's going on.
I'll take a turn talking about this after Charlene works with you.
Okay. That would be great.
Okay, let me go in and ask, who's your higher source? Is God your higher source?
Source, yeah. Creator. I just said the creator.
Creator?
But
okay.
God's fine with me.
Don't you just love this, Mark? I just think about what is possible for the human being to do, and I just find it so fascinating.
Yeah. Thanks for doing your guys' work. I think this is really great what you guys do.
We're glad to do it. We're very happy to do it. After Charlene goes in there and work, I'm going to give you some tools for you to check this yourself.
Okay.
And we'll see what she's going to come up with. Because you definitely have something going on. You know, anytime something lasts for a week and you feel warmth and you might be running a low-grade fever and you've had some incidents like this in childhood, you really need to look into it. Have you been under stress?
Yes.
Yeah, this sounds like something that's stress-related. Any way to cut back on the stress?
Not right now. Maybe. I think probably the biggest thing is connecting back into the spiritual side of things.
See.
That
this,
would probably be the biggest.
This will come up. I will tell you that, Mark, that when the soul guides someone to work on their spiritual self and they don't, physical things start to come up, and it's not that you're being punished. It's sort of like a little signpost to make you aware. I'm wondering if Charlene is gone. Are you sure? No, she doesn't sound like she's back.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark, is this stress that you're under right now, is it a similarity of something you had when you were little?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of issues with survival fear, like really deep primal fear of not surviving, fear of being destroyed, really deep, deep-seated fear that I've been going through lately, and I'm sure it traces back to childhood or, you know, past.
Okay, that's what he was telling me.
Yeah.
It's triggering some memory from childhood.
Yeah.
It's the same experience. So if it's okay with you, God will go in and share both experiences.
Yeah, that would be fine.
And help you with that.
Thank you.
But he's still suggesting that you might want to do a follow-up with your doctor.
Okay.
Okay?
Do you have any more insight?
Sometimes it's for your best interest, okay?
Say again?
Well, God will go in and work on both of those.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Do you have any more insight into the condition, what caused it, or...
I'll talk to you about that.
Charlene,
are you finished with what you're doing, or are you still working on that?
I'm still working. Let me go in and work on it.
My feeling without working with you on this, Mark, is that you have some past life memories coming up where the issue was fear.
Yeah, that was the one yesterday,
The reason that I say that is I went through a period where I was running very high blood pressure readings, and
mm-hmm.
I went the normal route of what a lot of people do. You know, you go. I didn't know at the time all of this information that I have now. It was part of how I learned about this. And not giving you too many details, but I went through a terrible traumatic times with these high blood pressure readings. And what was behind, every time the blood pressure went up to these very high readings, it was the same issue that you're talking about. It was this sense of fear, this sense that I was going to have a stroke and die. The fear was so great, I figured I wasn't going to live very long. And what I found was when I started working on clearing past lifetimes, these were all issues where I had died in past lifetimes and there was great fear and trauma. And I was remembering that because what happens is, if you heard the show earlier, these things, these events are come back to us in our subtle body. It's interesting that you're coughing right now.
Yeah.
The body always gives us signs of this. My suggestion, Mark, is two things. First of all, I would have it checked out with a physician. And the
mm-hmm.
other thing is to work on the spiritual aspect of it and clear these past lifetimes from your energy body.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do. The physician, I don't have a doctor right now that I'm working with. I'm kind of in a financial squeeze, so I don't. That.
Are you?
That's a good suggestion, but I'm not. Yeah, I won't be able to.
I hear you. Okay, Charlene, what are you saying, darling?
Well, yeah, you like she was saying it was big, and is there any way that you can see a doctor?
He's saying no. He's in a financial squeeze.
Oh.
I'm actually on the verge of maybe bankruptcy, so it's kind of I'm really, and that's kind of stressful too. But
very stressful.
Yeah. So, things are just coming to a head. So, going to a doctor. I'd like to. I like holistic doctors, like chiropractors and doctors like that. But it's just, I think it might cause more stress to slap down the money than it is, than it would be.
Mark, if you send me an email, I will work with you on the telephone and help you clear some of this test.
Yeah,
it's
and did past life.
What'd you say, Charlene?
God went in and started clearing your past life of dying of tuberculosis, okay?
Wow.
Yeah, and then also with childhood was in the memory of it. So he cleared your childhood of those feelings, because right now you feel like your life is being squeezed out of you.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And that life is not worthwhile.
He's facing bankruptcy, darling, so he would
be doing that.
Yeah, he's feeling like his life is being squeezed out of him.
Okay.
So we've got these past influences that are working here along with this emotional stress.
So he went in and cleared that for you.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, so let's see what you do. And then, like she said, give her a call.
Okay.
If this doesn't work, Mark, not that it doesn't work, that's the wrong way to say it. What Charlene has done is clearing, but if there is more work to do, then send me an email, carolyn@carolynevers.com, and I will see what I can do to help you on this.
Okay.
Because maybe there was enough clearing that this will take care of all the symptoms. I'm just saying if it's not.
Okay, great. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Also, what you might want to do, you're going through a very stressful time. Is the bankruptcy inevitable?
I'm not sure, but probably. Probably.
Charlene, is there anything that we could do to clear the field for Mark as far as his bankruptcy is concerned?
Well, I assume you would prefer not to have it?
Yeah, it'd be preferable not to. I just,
Is it because you're out of a job?
Yeah, it's kind of a complicated, convoluted story.
No, you don't have to get into the story.
You don't need to go into it.
Yeah, it's just...
It's you're not working at the moment. Is that what it is?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then I was working on starting a business, and because of everything I'm going through, it's very difficult to hold down a regular job because of this process I'm going through. So I started this other business to try to finance my life, to like take care of myself.
Right.
Because, I'm kind of running out of time. And,
Charlene? Mark, would you like to have it so that the field opens up for you to be able to resolve this without bankruptcy?
He said yes, dear.
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't hear that. Yes. Okay. Okay, let me go in there, okay?
Okay.
I'll go in and have God clear that for you.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's a difficult time for a lot of people, and it's challenging. But I do believe that there are always answers someplace. And I'm glad that you called, Mark.
So am I. I'm glad you guys are there.
I want you to keep in touch with us and see if we can help you through this difficult time. Are you single?
So
you're married?
No, I'm single.
There's
no way I could be married and going through everything. There's just no way.
No, what I meant was sometimes when someone is married, they have another person there to help them go through it. And when you're by yourself, it even makes it more difficult. That's all I meant.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't suggesting
right.
that you go out and look for a wife.
Well, this has been a long haul, so it's, but, yeah, I understand what you're saying now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, two people who are facing a situation like this, they can be of assistance to one another. When you're by yourself, it's difficult because you don't have someone that you can discuss this with where you can find some sort of release of emotions.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
So, you know, it makes it difficult. But know that you can call into us anytime. I'm here on Sundays, and every other week on Saturday I'm here with Charlene.
Okay.
And, you know, we'd be glad to help you any way that we can.
Well, thank you
very
much.
What we did was I want you to write this down. You're to write down everything is working in divine right order.
Okay.
And he's going to send your angels ahead of you to open up a way for you to be aware of what is for your best and highest good.
Okay.
Because you have angels that he's given assignments. He's assigned you to them, so ask them for assistance. Okay.
Can you elaborate on that? I've got assignments to.
Well, you've got angels, you've got spirit guides, like we've been talking about, archangels. They're all available to us.
Okay.
All you have to do is ask for their help. If we don't ask, they can't interfere in us because we have free agency.
So okay,
you're
so
to
how
ask
would one go
all the time for their assistance.
Okay. How?
And he
how
said
you
to
ask?
Tell you that he will send them out to go ahead of you to open up avenues for you to get this resolved, okay?
Okay.
And every day you ask for their assistance.
Okay.
You know, and you always ask God, send in those angels that have an assignment to help me. And then everything is working in divine right order. Know that God loves you and wants you the very best for you.
Okay.
Now, you were going to ask a question. Mark, what was the question?
One question I had is any insight into the ailment from the pneumonia in childhood, did that come from the past life of the tuberculosis, or was that...
Well, yes, what it does is there's some cell memory there associated with it. So even childhood would bring it forward.
Okay.
And then what it does is it comes in with that memory, and when you're under those same conditions as you had in a past life, then you're experiencing it in childhood, and you're experiencing it again, apparently. At least that's what I was seeing, anyway.
Yeah.
That it's the similarity of what you had as a child. So then I knew that what had to be, and that's what Carolyn was saying, is that we had to go in knowing that was if you had it in childhood and have it now, then it's in your cell memory from past life.
It's,
And then right now we're having to pull that with the so that you don't have that cell memory. God went in and pulled it from your past life.
Okay.
Let's see what happens. But be very aware of the physical condition that you're in right now, okay?
Okay. I'm going through a process of...
Pardon?
Like I'm going through a process of, I guess you could call it a purging, or all this stuff's coming up and out.
Yeah.
And I was wondering with this process that you just did, and explained of clearing the cellular memory from past lives.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is this process I'm going through, is that going to eventually clear out everything?
Yeah. Well, it's going to clear that memory that you had of giving up. It's like emotionally it you're just feeling spent, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you're just feeling so overwhelmed with it all. And
yeah.
So what it does is it brings up that cell memory in a past life that was the same, and especially when they had tuberculosis, where they had no way of going in and getting any help for it. So usually most people died from it. So the cell memory from that, because you made the comment about you feeling like, you know, I'm picking up from you, you don't know whether you want to do it. Through life.
Yeah. Is there a process to clean out all cellular memory?
Yeah, it's coming. You know,
okay.
And that's our job, is to go in there and start clearing up this cell memory for you.
Okay.
So that you don't have that. And then life is full of joy and happiness.
Wait a minute, before we go on, I want to mention something to Mark Charlene.
Okay.
Healing is a gradual process. It cannot all be done at one time. The body could not handle it.
Right.
So what we're saying to you, Mark, is this is a beginning. It's the most immediate problem, but you can't take care of all the problems at one time.
Right, right. I probably did not ask that question.
Yeah. Well, when you said
the best way, because I didn't mean it that way.
Good. I just want to let you know that, you know, this is a start. And what Charlene has done with you is about all that the body can endure right now.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was like a one-time shot. I'm going through similar things in my own life.
Right.
For a long time now, I'm just kind of wondering if it's the same, the end result will be the same as the type of work that you guys are doing, if I'm on the right track or if I'm going to have to up the game later on when I get through what I'm going through to then go back and do the cleaning out of the cellular memory, because it seems like the process I'm going through is doing that, or at least it seems like it. So I just wanted
some
sort of confirmation. What's that?
It's very important. What we're talking about, clearing out the trauma from past lifetime experiences, is very important. And it's one of the steps that someone has to take before they really turn around and engage themselves in the spiritual aspect.
Yes.
And it sounds to me like underneath all of this, this is what you really want, to be more closely aligned to spirit and have a spiritual work to become involved with. Is that correct?
That's the goal, that's the motivation.
So do you see what's happening here? The negativity from the past has to be released and healed.
Right, right.
And that's what you're going through right now.
Okay. Do you have any sense of how long this, not just the process that we did today, but the process I'm going through, that I've been going through for it's been like almost 11 years now.
I got a chuckle, and I'm not making fun of you. It's just that I've been through so much of it myself. It's so hard to give a time frame, and the reason that I say that is because if you're an old soul and have been on this earth, like I started here in Atlantis, can you imagine how many lifetimes you've had here since Atlantis? I don't know when you started, but if you came in Atlantis, you've had quite a few lifetimes here, and there are patterns to be overcome, and, you know, things that need to be cleared, and yes, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's insurmountable. What it might mean is that you're getting to a point where there will be enough clearing that you could start some spiritual work. And, by the way, what is this new business that you started? What is that all about?
It was options trading online over the internet.
Oh, okay. If that wasn't the spiritual side that you were looking for.
No, it was just to finance my life so I could live and then do this work is what, because the process when it started, it kind of wiped me out, and trying to work a regular job is not an option. So
it's a hard path you're on right now, dear.
Yeah.
But you know what? The reason what'll happen is you'll start seeing some clarity, okay?
I think so.
You'll start seeing some clarity because you were just released from the past life. Pneumonia is usually a sign of giving up because the stress is so great.
Okay.
And you don't see that the future can hold any joy and happiness. And God put in that life is full of joy and happiness. And God is that you might have joy.
Wow. Okay, good. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's...
God chooses you to have joy.
I want to clean all this stuff out. It's just the time thing, the reason I asked for the timeline, it's just that I understand it's hard to know. It's just that
it really
trying to manage the financial, trying to fund it, trying to finance the process is what I was trying to do with the options trading. And I don't know if it's going to work out. I'm right at the edge of that, so.
Well, depend on your divine intervention, okay? You got all those angels, you got guides, you got archangels, you've got those that have crossed over that are your family, and you can call on them.
Okay.
They've crossed over, but they're available to help.
Okay.
So get everybody that you can to help you in the support that you need right now.
Okay.
You don't need to do it by yourself, okay?
One last thing before you go, Mark. Know that you're not alone. It's easy to feel that you're alone when you're going through this, but know that you're not really alone.
Okay.
God is with you like God is with all of us. And as Charlene has said, ask for help. If you do some meditation and kind of work on it, you might even be able to speak to your guides and see your angels.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because God told me, he said, when you use your angels, the spirit guides and archangels, when you call upon them, you call upon them to fulfill the assignment that I have given them. And that is to take care of you.
Okay.
So you call upon them, and if you have to call them upon them several times a day, you do that.
Okay, I will.
Okay? And let them be your support system.
And you could call me tomorrow, and we can talk about this some more if you wish.
Okay.
Okay, dear.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, drink a lot of water tonight.
Okay, yeah.
Drink a lot of water. You know, Charlene's done some work with you. Get some rest. Be kind to yourself. Love yourself. Know you are special.
And, Mark, read that back to yourself and then relax, knowing that God never intends for us to fail. All right?
Okay.
Because you are the essence of God, and he's not going to let his essence fail.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Just know that everything is divine right order.
Okay. I'll do that. Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye for now, dear.
All right. Thanks, ladies.
Okay.
Really,
let us hear from you, okay? It.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, we have another caller.
Thank you. And we have another caller, and your name, please.
Hi, Carolyn. It's Rebecca. How are you?
Oh, hi, Rebecca. How have you been doing? We haven't heard from you for a while.
Well, my job ended last Friday.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
But I look at it as changes, so that's okay. I'm calling because I stepped on a nail about 2 weeks ago.
Uh-oh.
I had my tetanus shot, and I went to the doctor, and it seemed like everything was okay. And then this past week, I did some walking, and it's really kind of flared up where it's hurting. And the doctor told me that the bones in our feet are in a sheath covering, and as long as the nail didn't pierce that sheath, I'm okay. But possibly it could, but maybe symptoms don't show up for like 3 or 4 weeks. And I'm wondering if Charlene can go in and see if that nail actually got under that sheath towards the bone. Does that make sense?
Well, rather than ask her that question, what do you say she goes in and sees what the problem is? Because
okay.
It might be something that's a little different than that.
Okay.
So I'll turn Rebecca over to you, Charlene.
Okay, let's go in, and it looks, see, what happens that we're not aware of most of the time is when something happens to our bodies, the cells go into a great deal of stress over it.
Okay.
Because their memory or their God intelligence is being compromised, right?
Okay.
So a lot of times what it is the shock, trauma, and panic, and sometimes fear of what's going to happen to me.
Okay.
So let's go in and see if that's what it is that's keeping that active because of the energy that's there.
Okay.
Okay, let's do that.
Okay.
Now, while Charlene is doing that, Rebecca, I want to mention something to you and others who are listening, and this is very important. When you have an accident, keep in mind that you can communicate with yourselves and go in to your body. We've talked about this before. Thought, consciousness follows thought. Think of the heart beating. And imagine that you're seeing it beat, and when you do, your consciousness goes inside of your body. And then tell your body that this was an accident, it was not intended, and that you will take care of it.
Okay.
You see, that little thing is very helpful in assuring your body that you were with them and this was unintentional.
Okay.
As Charlene said, the body is under trauma and sometimes doesn't understand these things. And when you stepped on that nail, it was probably very painful, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I was also angry beforehand before I stepped on it.
Oh, dear.
Because I have these old fence boards alongside my house that I was going to make a project out of, and I came home and somebody had gone through the boards and taken it, some of them.
Oh.
And then when I came back the next day, they had actually set one of the boards up against the fence. And I thought, well, you're not going to get these. And I started stepping on the wood to break it up, and I stepped right on a nail.
So you've got a couple things going on here. Just think about it. You emotionally, you're filled with anger, and then the body is injured. And I know this sounds far-fetched to people who don't work with this. The body felt the anger, and then it felt the pain.
And this isn't the only thing I've had stolen. Like, I had a couple things taken off my front porch about a month ago.
Yeah.
And then last week I had my window shot out in my car.
Oh, how awful.
And somebody knocked over a branch off the tree, and it hit the side of my car last week. And so... also, I don't know if this is the universe telling me I need to move. Could be. But, you know,
I just...
Let me
ask you a question about that. Are you the only one on the block that's having these kind of problems, or are other people having it?
No, I'm the only one as far as I know. I came out one day, and I had my bag next to my car, and I went back in quickly, and I came out, and there was a gentleman that had it over his shoulder and was starting to ride away on his bicycle with it.
Oh, my goodness.
And he said, you know, is this your bag? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, you know, people steal these things. Well, I circled the block, and I saw him, like, targeting other houses across the street, looking around their driveway and stuff. So I don't know if this is some sort of retaliation for, you know, kind of busting this guy or what, but I try to stay in the positive about it.
Well, did you bust him? I mean, did you report it to the police or something?
I called later and reported it, but, you know, I need to do something right when I see it happen, and unfortunately I was already late for work that day.
Police probably didn't do anything about it.
No, they don't.
No.
So.
Okay, now what I want you to do is touch your foot and let's see how it's feeling.
Okay, hold on. Okay.
How does it feel?
Oh, see, now the pain's dissipating. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, first I touched it, it didn't, but now, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Was there anything injured in there?
No, it's just in a lot of agony over the invasion of the cells.
Okay. Okay,
you know, compromising.
That's what I was hoping. I mean, that it wasn't anything.
I couldn't see anything there.
Okay, great.
Rebecca, if you want to, you can call tomorrow. We've got to make room for the next show, dear.
Okay.
I'll be on the air tomorrow if you want to call and talk about some of these other topics.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies, so much. You have a great day.
You
okay,
too.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Charlene, real quick, darling, give us your name.
Yes. Okay,
your phone number?
Okay, Mountain Standard Time, 944-9346.
And,
call me.
Yeah, Charlene works very well on a personal basis with people. Sometimes you're not able to call on the telephone because you can't discuss some personal things. And for me, you can go to one of my new websites, www.the2012countdown.com and look at the store, the shop there, incredible things, especially, well, look it over. There's some remarkable offerings there. And we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time. And, Charlene, thank you so much, darling, for being here and being a part of this show today.
It was my pleasure. I'm grateful for it.
I know. It's wonderful, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And, Mark, please follow through on that.
So goodbye for now, my friends.